Hi. Friendly here, bro. Come to the office.
Yeah. It's Milo right here.
How you doing,
working
Milo?
Working on a campaign.
Oh, right on.
Is that an announcement?
I guess it is.
Thanks, I accept.
Sorry, it's all good.
It's gonna take us a while to update, right?
Yeah.
But this is the update. We are the update. That's all we need to do. As a species, we need to update together. Everything's been so divisive. Think about when they say diversity. People look at that like it's a good thing, but we're the United States of America. We're a universe. We're a university. We're a republic.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Sunday, November 20th, 2022. I am Luigi with the American branch of BNN. What are we going to talk about today? First, we will talk about Salt Shaker. And I've been meaning to, and I just gotta keep getting distracted. So we will talk about that. Then, happening, Power Rangers Jason David Frank dead by suicide at 49. Then, go fuck yourself, tranny. Then, it's over. We all knew this was coming. Then, secret other people unbanned thread. Then, the finale, a secret finale. No, I don't want to talk about what I'm going to talk about. It's a secret show today. Secret. Shh. Shh. I hope you were listening and not watching because you saw spoilers. Shh. No, I will not say what's coming. It's a secret. Anyways, let's start with Salt, shall we? Shall we? Okay, guys. Salt has been restricted. I don't want to give too much information because I don't want to give the trannies ammunition, really. But suffice it to say, Salt is having problems with his account, and it is hard to post videos at the moment, and especially in the EU. So he's on a hiatus currently. And he's so close to 3,000 subscribers. It's so close, Salt. So close. Anyways, I mean, that's just BitChute. Like, you guys think BitChute's better than YouTube? I mean, it is, but by how much is the question? By how much? Oh, I'm getting sick. Yeah, by how much? Anyway, Salt's been running into problems uploading and shit, so, you know, I wish you luck, Salt. I wish you luck. I had the same problems on YouTube, bro. YouTube. Almost get 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Finally getting momentum. I mean, dude, I was getting like, God, man. When you get momentum on YouTube, you get fucking momentum. I was getting like, fuck, over 50 subscribers a video, dude. It was like, bam, video, 50 subs, you know? YouTube was crazy. Crazy. You get a lot of views on YouTube just sitting there doing nothing. It's insane because everyone uses it. All the children use it. Children do not use BitChute. Children use YouTube. Dumb. Stupid. But that's what they do. So all my account got banned, Salt. It's like fighting the current, bro. It's hard, you know? You gotta keep making accounts. Let's go look at my... This is one of my many YouTube accounts. I've had two completely banned. Two of my YouTube accounts have been completely banned. I have two left. There's two left that I have. Spoilers. Don't tell the trainees. Don't tell them. I almost only have one left. So this is my... I don't know. This is the one I made right after my first one got banned. And it's survived pretty long. But look at this. I have two strikes. Salt, one more strike. I'm out. One more strike, this channel's gone. The first channel that was banned, I waited in between the strikes. I waited. I had no strikes. I had zero strikes. And then they gave me one strike, and it was enough for them to completely close the channel. So it doesn't even matter if you get three. It matters how many you have total, I guess. I don't know, dude. They had it out for me. I talked about the election and vaccines, and that's too much. That's serious biz. You don't fucking talk about that on YouTube. So let's see what we got. We got community guideline strikes. What do we got, Salt? Let's see. Whew, appeal rejected. They reject. You guys can't see. Ugh, here we go. Appeal rejected. Appeal rejected. Fuck. They rejected that shit. Our review confirmed that this content violates YouTube's community guidelines. No further appeal is possible. No questions edition. Truth, justice, duty. So you want a super spicy episode that is not allowed on YouTube? Go watch that one. Want another super spicy episode that was fucking gave me a strike? Freedom Convoy tribute. That gave me how did that give me a fucking strike? And I got appeal rejected for that. A fucking Freedom Convoy tribute.
God forbid you put... You know what that was from? From the intro to that video where I literally just played like a mask advert.
Inspect the mask and do not use it if it is damaged or dirty. Cover your mouth, nose, and chin. Adjust the mask to your face, leaving no gaps on the sides. Avoid touching the mask while wearing it. Change your mask once it gets dirty or wet. To take off the mask, clean your hands first.
I literally just played a mask advert, but I put it like behind creepy music. I guess that was enough. I don't know. Creepy mask advert music is too much, I guess. Anti-vax, I guess. Implied anti-vax. You know how they have all those managers at Twitter, guys, and how they have all the clicks and stuff? I bet there's one of those fucking Karens in one of those groups is watching me. I bet that's why all my YouTube accounts get instantly banned. Someone is definitely watching. And then the third one is Power of Hopium Edition. Trump Speaks. That was from... I got violent or graphic content. I got medical misinformation. And I got misinformation. I think this violent graphic content was because I put a fucking pit bull getting whacked in the head with a 2x4 at the end of this episode. I think that's what that one was for. Pit bull getting fucking killed by a 2x4. Oopsie. Sorry, YouTube. Is that too graphic for the children? I put no children. I put no kids. No kids allowed on my videos. Is that not enough? Not enough for whacking a pit. It was a nigger whacking it. That doesn't give me points. It was a nigger. You know, I'm trying to do diversity, YouTube. I don't get extra points for it being a nigger. Shit. And then we got this. Oh, look. Help us review whether our systems reflect unintentional bias. Answer questions about myself so we can understand how various communities experience YouTube. Yeah, it's called You Guys Fuck Me. You fuck me. I mean, it's not hard. You fuck me. You give me strikes. You suppress my videos. One of your Karens is watching me, you piece of shit. One of your Karens is watching me. Fuck off, Karen. Let's see what the strike I have on this channel is for. Oh, I deleted them. I was like, fuck off, and I deleted them. When you delete them, you are basically accepting the blame. You're saying, yep, my content was bad. I'm removing it. That's... You're basically... You know, appeal can be submitted at that point. So I don't even know what those were for. It's probably just fucking 2020 election shit and vaccine stuff. Snake juice is good. Snake juice is still going strong. Yeah, I didn't talk about any 2020 election fraud in that video. Okay, into the actual show today. Fuck. See, Saul, we've all been through it. I mean, I didn't have 3,000 subs like you. I'm just not the same. But I was getting momentum on YouTube, dude, which is arguably I would have had 3,000 subs a week later. Okay, arguably. If I still had my YouTube, I was fucking kicking ass on that motherfucker. The children like me saying nigger, okay? The children eat it up. Nigger, 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 nigger. Happening, Power Rangers, dead by suicide. Was this the Red Ranger? Was this the faggot Red Ranger? Was that the other guy? I think that was the other guy. This is the Green Ranger. The Green Ranger's the best ranger. He does the flute. Whatever the fuck it is, he does the fucking flute, and then the dragon comes. It's fucking amazing. God, I grew up on that shit. He was my favorite. He's my favorite. And he blew his brains out. Or how'd he kill himself? Let's see. Tell me how he did it. Oh my gosh, they got a fucking interview from the Nigger Ranger. The Nigger Ranger says, he was an inspiration to so many people. His presence will be dearly missed.
Focus your mind as well as your body.
Focus your mind as well as your body. Fucking the 90s were amazing. Look at these outfits. This guy's a faggot. This dude fucks dudes. God, look at these hot chicks near you, and you fuck dudes? Fuck.
Thanks, guys, but it looks like I'm gonna need all the help I can get.
Wah, 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 woo. I love 90s.
Man, that dude is pumped. Who is he?
That dude is pumped. Who is he? He's the fucking greatest Power Ranger in existence.
I don't know. Probably some new kid in school.
He is really cute.
Coming up next, a karate competition.
He's really cute. I always wanted to bang the Pink Ranger. Didn't you want to bang the Pink Ranger? I mean, it's the bang of a... No one wants to bang the fucking chink Asian. You want to bang the pink ranger. In the little pink skirt. Oh, that was a horny little boy. God, dude, I don't care. Tell me how he killed himself. Oh my gosh, here he is in another fucking season. Holy shit. Mega Fort, Super Mega Fort. No. Wow, they don't say how he killed himself. Wow, how'd he do it? I'm so interested. Was it pills? Was it rope? Was it a gun? How'd he do it? Now I gotta look it up. I don't know. Can't find out why he killed himself. Couldn't find it. This dude in the thread says, why do you do it? And this guy responds, rumors are his daughter killed herself and the wife divorced him shortly after. Wow. Many such cases, bro. Many such fucking cases. Emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
I love that dude. That dude makes funny videos on YouTube. They're normie as fuck, but it's funny. It's racist too, so it's good. Talks like a fucking chink. He talks racist as fuck. Stereotypical as fuck. Ching chong. Both daughters were coal burners. Oh, brutal. Brutal, bro. Oh, look at that nigger she's with. Dude, that is a bad nigger. Holy fuck. Fuck, look at that nigger. That is a nigger. That is a wild nigger right there. Man, that's an ugly neck. How could she even stand next to that smelly thing? Fuck. You know that thing's smelly. I can see the grease from here. Yuck. Aw. Aw. All the Power Rangers are grieving for the dead Green Ranger, and there's the Pink Ranger I want to fuck right there. Yeah. I'm going to fuck you, Pink Ranger. I'm going to fuck you. Oh my gosh, this guy pulled out his Megazord. His Green Ranger Megazord. Holy fuck, I always wanted that as a child. Dude, it's best when you have the full Megazord, and then you could put the... And each Megazord has, like, assembled pieces, so you can, like, each dinosaur assembles into the Megazord, okay? But then, you can get this add-on Megazord, and then the Megazord fits into this Megazord, and it becomes a Super Megazord. A Super Megazord! You guys don't even know how fucking awesome it was. It was like, it combined, and then it combined again. Whoa, that was amazing. It's phenomenal. I wanted it so bad. It's like $100 at the time, which is like $500 now. Inflation. Yellow Ranger dead. Green Ranger dead. Red Ranger facing a lengthy prison sentence. Blue Ranger. Vagarino probably going to get the monkey aid soon. Wow, the Blue Ranger's a fag too. The Red Ranger's a fag. The Blue Ranger's a fag? Why are so... I mean, it should have been obvious that they were all faggots. Should have been obvious. Black Ranger, alive, but black. I think he meant to say alive, but nigger. Pink Ranger, thought. 52-year-old divorcee with a dead acting career. Yeah, she was the worst. She was the worst part of the show. I mean, of course I wanted to bang her as a little kid, but she was terrible. Worst actor on the fucking show. The chink was a better actor. She was just ugly. Whatever. Too much time on the Green Ranger. Whatever. Nostalgia. Nostalgia made me sit there for longer. Okay. Tranny tourism. I only came to this thread to read these posts in this dude's Twitter post. Let's see. I went to 4chan's poll to see how they were reacting to the Club Q attack. TW. Transphobia. Homophobia. Violence. Censored slurs. Let's read a little bit of this. Look at this clip this guy found. Look at this fucking roleplay. Oh, this guy posted it. Thank you. You're blessed or not. I gotta read it from the start. Well, I know five faggots ain't a high score, but with 18 injured, we're sure to see more. A couple cock jockeys and lesbian whores, two trannies with dick shot off, we're breaking glass doors. Oh, my heart's pounding a pulse, if you will. Seeing dead faggots just gives me a thrill. At their funerals, I'll scream for hooray. This puts a whole new meaning to Yas Queen Slay. Zoomer threatened once to go boomer on you. Instead, he decided to become a shooter on you. Societal effects created by Jews. He didn't lose, though he may have been subdued. By a mob of angry faggot sticks covered in poo. But what could you expect? Those fags who won't resurrect. Now homicide detectives, these bodies they inspect. Fags left with more question than Alex Trebek. Now you're wondering why, but isn't it obvious, guy? invented kids to gay bars is sure to get a rise. Now you meet your fate on your homosexual date. With the finger that pulled the trigger, his hand will masturbate to the memory. KKK. That was fucking beautiful, dude. That was God. Chef's kiss, bro. That was fucking beautiful. Fucking art. I stole it. Mine now. Mine. Thank you, 4chan. I didn't even know there was another fucking shooter. I guess Joe Biden's trying to push gun control now, too. Wow, who could have seen that coming? It's all so predictable. So predictable. Some Yale professor is also saying that we should assassinate Trump or something. I don't know. Like they want to kill that man. I think they're getting scared with Elon. Okay, let's move on to the next thread. It's over. We all knew this was coming. Musk didn't stop at Trump. He's actually unbanning every single Nazi. We must stop him before it's too late. Guys, Elon really is unbanning every single Nazi. He really is. He really is. We're going to get there. Next thread. Every single fucking Nazi. It's great. Not Alex Jones. Alex Jones loves the Jews. He sucks that Jew cock, so he's not coming back. Elon isn't bringing that kite Glover back. Nope. I like Alex Jones. You guys know that. But I gotta give him a little jab every now and then. We got breaking. Project Veritas is back on Twitter. Thank you, Elon Musk. Yeah, apparently some inside employee leaked all their undercover agents. So James O'Keefe's gonna have to do a bit of rebuilding. I don't know. He might not even have to really rebuild, dude. What are they going to do? Show all their employees, look out for these women when you're dating on these apps. And when you meet them, don't tell them shit. Whatever, man. They're going to be drunk. They're not going to know what the fuck's going on. O'Keefe doesn't even need to change staff. They're retarded. They're drunk. They're men. They think with their penis. You show them a picture, they'll forget it in 2 weeks. You know? Oh, well. Yeah, just weird. Weird, but I'm glad that Project Veritas is back. I love Project Veritas. They've done a lot of good actual reporting. Actual, probably the only actual journalists right now. The only actual journalists doing their fucking jobs right now. They're the only people you could actually call a journalist. Someone that's actually trying to push forward, you know, news media and shit. Like the olden days, doing the work. Okay, next thread. Andrew Tate unbanned. Kanye unbanned. Kanye times Tate. Guys, Nazis. Elon's unbanning all the Nazis. Oh. The kikes must be very angry right now. The kikes must be very angry right now. Andrew Tate says I'm top G, top K. Top K. Yi is saying, testing, seeing if my Twitter is unblocked. You're so dumb, Kanye. Trump doesn't need to do testing. Trump is smart. You're not very smart, Kanye. You get the Jew problem, but that's only because your wife's getting fucked by one. New York Times, I studied Trump's Twitter use for 6 years. Prepare for the worst. Oh my gosh. I've been obsessed with Orange Man for fucking 6 years. Prepare for the worst. God. I mean, is that literally admitting that you were obsessed with Trump for his presidency? And then after he was out of office, you were obsessed for these 2 years as well? That would equal six. That's what your 6 years of studying Trump's tweets were? Were you just literally being pissed at... Literally Orange Man bad rent free? Really? New York Times? Just admitting it now? Okay. Strange flex. This America says, how are these niggers unbanned, but I'm still banned? I don't know. The millions of fucking followers and the fact that just them, the mere presence of them being unbanned pisses people off. Do you have like a million people being pissed off daily at you just being banned? No? Okay, then shut the fuck up. I don't like stars. I don't like super influential people that are stupid either. They're like YouTubers that have millions and millions of followers and they're just, no one knows who they are. They're unknown star. So weird now. It's not like it used to be where like everyone knew who Tom Cruise was. It's not like that. Now it's like, oh, this is a YouTube star with millions of followers. Oh, no one fucking knows who he is except little children. It's like, fuck. Just such curation with that YouTube algorithm. The algorithm. Okay, final third of the day. Kanye times Milo, 24. Yi announces presidential bid. Calls Milo his campaign manager. Oh my God, what are you doing, Kanye? Milo's your campaign. Milo's a fucking scammer, Kanye. You're getting fucking scammed. How much are you paying that fuck? How much are you paying Milo Fuck Milo. Why are you paying Milo? He's so... God, he has a silver tongue. God, Milo has a silver tongue. Fuck you, Milo. You better do actual work, Milo. You better, like, be in it for realsies this time. Not just to make a buck, you fuck. You should have plenty of money by now with all your scams and shenanigans, Milo. You should have plenty of money. Also, why the fuck it, Milo? Run Democrat, Milo. Run fucking Democrat. Don't run against Trump like a fucking retard. Run Democrat. Destroy the Democratic Party from within, Milo. Like a smart buddy. Like a smart buddy, yes. Destroy them from within, Milo. Don't be stupid. I just hope that they're gonna go... Don't run against Trump. That would just be so stupid. You're gonna automatically lose a bunch of states, too, just because they're gonna automatically pick Trump over you. And you can't even fight it. So why even go that route? Go Democrat. Go Democrat. All the niggers vote blue anyway, Kanye. Go blue. Nigger faggot 2024. He's not running with Kanye. He is his campaign manager. Different thing. I mean, I really liked Milo on Tim Pool's podcast. I really liked what he had to say on there. But that's words. I need action. And his past actions don't give me a lot of hope. This America says you could spot Nick Fuentes walking in the background at 2:57. He's working on Yee campaign. That's a meme. It was like a blurry image of a fucking dude. I'll go there. 2:57.
Everything's been so divisive. Think about when they say...
Yo, that actually did look like Nick.
Everything's been so divisive. Think about when they say diversity.
I wouldn't think it's Nick, but he's literally hunched over like a goblin. And only Nick Fuentes walks like a fucking goblin like that. Is that really fucking Nick Fuentes, the goblin?
Everything's been so divisive. Think about when they say... Everything's been so divisive. Think about when they say...
That does kind of look like fucking Nick Fuentes, man. He's super skinny, and he's hunched over like a fucking goblin, which is Nick Fuentes' weird stature. I don't think it's a meme. I think it's Nick. Weird. Weird. Don't go Republican. Don't run against Trump. That'd be stupid. Run fucking Democrat, guys. Don't run Republican. Happening, I told you fuckers, he got banned. Bye. A nigger and a faggot. Yeah, I'm not too hopeful for that, but I hope they run Democrat, that'd be nice. Okay, and to close the day out, we will do Polnu Central. I just had to do it because you had Dancing Trump for the Musk Green States. It was just great. It was so perfect. It reminded me of the intro to my video yesterday. I loved the intro to that video yesterday. It was so great. What a wonderful intro. With Trump dancing and the hype. I loved it. The lyrics matched well, strangely. Some fucking faggot singing it. That's the only bad part. Some tranny faggot singing it. That was the worst part. You can tell it's a tranny singing it, but whatever. Whatever. I'll take it from him and use it as my own. That would probably piss him off more than anything, right? Me taking it, making it, put it on top of Trump. That'd probably piss him off a lot, huh? Too bad, so sad, he never know. You'll never know! You'll never know. It's my super small secret show that nobody knows about. Except us. Only us in the secret club know about my show. So shh. Only us know about it. No copyright strikes on BitChute. I don't have a YouTube, bitch. Dude, I put one 20-second clip of some dude's thing on YouTube and he copyright striked my channel. I was like, fuck YouTube. Fuck the YouTube community. Fuck YouTubers. Fuck all of it. Kevin McCarthy using FTX funding to sway GOP primaries. Take out MAGA. I saw this on 4chan. I should have talked about it. This is crazy. I mean, whatever. Start with Hunter Biden. Start digging into Hunter Biden. Eventually, you'll come across FTX because we all know it's connected. And when you hit FTX, maybe the Democrats will weasel their way back to Kevin McCarthy and use it against the Republicans. And that'd be wonderful. That'd be a win for us, actually. Because you got to understand, I mean, it's going to be the Republicans calling all these witnesses and the Democrats are going to be asking their own questions as well. It's going to be both sides involved in the process. So wouldn't it be nice to at least expose some of these rhino faggots along the way? It could be a win-win. Could be a win-win. Yep, just a bunch of fucking FTX shenanigans. Fuck them. Fuck the Democratic Party. Fuck the Global Homo Party. Really. Fuck Global Homo. Reverend Al Sharpton gets giant raise and his charity spends $1 million on jets and limos. Dude, that guy's such a scammer and he's dumb. He's a dumb nigger. For those wondering, he's that really like old looking nigger dude on Fox. He's like a Reverend Al or whatever. He's dumb, stupid, establishment nigger. Yeah, I don't know. Support Salt Shaker. He's on hiatus right now. Kind of a bummer. I don't have videos to watch when I get home from work. Dumb. I need your videos, Salt. I actually watched a lot of them. Not the war ones, really. I watched some of the war ones, not all of them. But I liked your videos. They were great. Pray for Salt. That's the show. Please like, comment, subscribe. You guys have a wonderful day. I love you all. Bye.
I am tired of Earth. These people. I'm tired of being caught in the tangle of their lives. They claim their labors are to build a heaven, yet their heaven is populated with horrors. Perhaps the world is not made. Perhaps nothing is made. A clock without a craftsman. It's too late. Always has been. Always will be. Too late.